Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're being joined by
Audrey Schaefer with IMP.
And we're here talking sort of, you know, you guys run 930 Club, Anthem, Meriwether, all that. So we're talking about the state of that, but also sort of the larger state of the industry. So I guess sort of where we'll start is is that we know that, you know, DC, you know, launched that pilot program where there's six venues that are going to try to slowly reopen. It was the Kennedy Center, it was Gala Hispanic Theater, Pearl Street Warehouse, Union Stage, the Hamilton, and City Winery. But those of us, you know, that follow the music scene, I'm sure our ears perked up and said, well, wait a minute, you know, 930 and Anthem are like the two biggest ones, and they didn't even apply for that. So explain why, in your mind, it was smart. You just kind of are standing on the sidelines. It didn't even apply.
Right. Well, the capacity limitations for this pilot is a maximum of 50 people in the room, 50. The 930 Club is normally a capacity of 1,200 and the Anthem 6,000. So the only thing worse than being completely shuttered like we are now, which has been so awful from March 11th was our last show. And we understand we've been shut down for an important reason, that it's health and safety, and that takes priority. But the only thing worse than being completely shuttered is to open partially, because you lose even more money. And so for us to have a capacity of 50 just wasn't even anything to contemplate. It would be like saying that a 20-story hotel can reopen, but they can only rent out two rooms. The infrastructure of staffing it would make it a crushing financial moment.
So it's not only the, like you're saying, renting out two rooms of a massive hotel, the analogy. So it's not only the cost of, you know, opening it and staffing it and everything, but also talk about how so much of it too is, so much of your business model relies on the touring artists too. And the fact, if they're not touring, then you're not, that also doesn't make financial sense.
Exactly. It's not really even an option for us. I mean, our business is touring artists that tour from all over the country and all over the world. So they are staying home because there's no uniformity in how the country's opened yet, because it hasn't been safe for it to reopen yet. So they're going to stay at home. And we certainly understand that, why they wouldn't want to get on a bus and travel to a town when they have to drive through 10 other towns that they normally would play, but they can't because of the, it's just the regulations of not being able to. So there's that. It's, if you think of it as like the bands are as inventory, we have no access to our inventory. Like a restaurant might be able to reopen pretty quickly because they can order the food and their employees come on in and there they go. Or a movie theater, they get the movie theater from Hollywood and the movie from Hollywood, and they flick the lights and they can go ahead. Ours is a lot more complicated of a structure. And until the bands decide that they're going to start the tour, we're dark.
Right, for sure. So I guess then the looking forward question, it's like you're saying, it's kind of hinges on the bands. I mean, there's no way, I mean, I guess I'm trying to give our listeners some hope. Like, when do you realistically think that you'll reopen? I mean, are we looking at like next summer? Are we looking at 2022? Like, there's no way to know, but if you, like, what are you guys sort of planning for a worst case scenario?
If we had a crystal ball, or if I had a crystal ball, it would be a pile of shards of glass at my feet. I would have never predicted this year, and I'm not in the business of trying to tell the future that nobody can know. Right now, you know, we're not permitted to open until there's a vaccine. And until that time, I'm sure people are not going to be coming out in droves into tight rooms. You know, our whole business model is getting as many people into a room as the fire marshal allows, basically. And we're not there yet. And this is why, you know, it has been absolutely devastating to have no revenue, to have the enormous overhead that we do, and no vision into when we can reopen. And that's why we helped to join the National Independent Venue Association, so we could lobby Congress on behalf of all independent venues like ours, because there's no way out of this by being a really smart business person or having tremendous history. The only way that we can hold on, all of us, is to get some federal support. And we do have a bill that's on the floor of the House and the Senate, the Save Our Stages Act. And but we need Congress to come together and come to the next COVID relief package. We were hoping that that would have been approved back in July, and then they went on recess, and then August, and then they went to recess, and then now. And we've got more than 160 co-sponsors in Congress, which is phenomenal. And it's bipartisan, the support, because elected officials have realized our impact on the community and the community's economy. There was a study out of Chicago last year that showed for every dollar spent at a small music venue like ours, $12 of economic activity generated for area businesses. And you could see where we are at the Anthem. I mean, we are the magnet for so much of what's going on, all the restaurants there, the hotels, people travel to see shows with us. At the 930 Club, all the restaurants and bars that picked that location, knowing that the foot traffic that we provide. So this is one of those rare moments that Congress has come together on a particular topic for the Save Our Stages Act, but they've got to come to an agreement on the overall COVID package relief plan, or they're going to leave town again and members are going to continue to fall. We did a survey of NEVA members probably about 4 months ago now, and saw that if the shutdown lasts 6 months or more and there was no meaningful federal assistance, 90% of independent venues said that they feared that they would have to shutter forever, that they could not continue. And really sad to that it happened here in Twins Jazz, which is on U Street. It's been there for, I think, 33 years. And they had to shut. And 18th Street Lounge, they had to shut forever. It's because it's so expensive to try to carry rent or mortgage, insurance, utilities, taxes you have to pay. You have to pay all those things, even if you're not open, even if you can't sell a ticket. And we're in an even harder spot because not only no income and all that huge overhead for month after month, but we also have had to refund tickets. And that's like a vacuum cleaner to the bank account. Thankfully, so many of our customers have stuck with us from the perspective of they're not asking for refunds, they're just holding on to their tickets because they know one day when the world opens back up again and that band comes through, they're not gonna wanna miss it. But this is a very dire situation. Every day that goes by, I get between one and three emails about venues across the country that have shuttered. And it just breaks my heart because it doesn't have to be that way if Congress would act and pass this bill, because it's not only music venues, obviously, it's all the, you know, tens of millions of unemployed people that are suffering so hard through no fault of their own. And, you know, people are just hard workers that want to work, but, you know, so many industries have been just, you know, leveled. If you are a bartender, you can't really get a job anywhere. It's not like you can go from one place to the next. Those jobs are gone for now. Any gathering place has been so hard hit. And so we're hoping that people will go to saveourstages.com and let their elected officials know that they want this to pass. We've gotten more than 2 million emails sent to Congress through SaveOurStages.com because they want their local independent venue like ours to be saved. And it's the Black Cat and New Street Music Hall. And I could go on and on listing all the venues that are real treasures in DC that you go to, I go to, everybody who loves music goes to. And we want them to get to open up again when it's safe.
Absolutely. And not to depress people even more, but remind us some of the shows that we missed that were the biggest, you know, some of the big artists that you were excited to see that had to get postponed. Like, who was on the docket for 2020 and maybe early 2021 that are going to get delayed now?
Oh my goodness. That's I've kept so many in my calendar just because they were in there when we booked them. And then I didn't take them out. And right. Like, this weekend would have been Nick Cave. And there's so many. We were supposed to have Nathaniel Rateliff and Sturgill Simpson and Phantom Planet. That I mentioned that most people won't know them, but they're my favorite band on earth. And they just finally got together after 11 years and we were supposed to have them. The list is so long. And I know that these artists are raring to go when it's safe. I know that the people who have those tickets want to come see, and but it's got to be when it's safe.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we'll wait and see. Again, we don't know a timeline and we can't give our listeners a timeline, but all we can do is keep, you know, do periodic check-ins like this. I did check-in with Blues Alley a couple weeks ago and they're basically saying the same thing. It's kind of wait and see mode. So thanks so much for joining us. And we'll, you know, everyone, yeah, do save our stages and reach out to Congress. And that's all we can do right now. So thank you.
Thank you.